History came full circle on the weekend when Mirrawong Gadjarong people were given a parcel of land to run cattle near a pioneering family's lease in the East Kimberley. About 130 years ago, the Durack family brought cattle to Mirrawong Gadjarong country in the early 1880s after the longest cattle drive in Australia's history. The family's Argyle Downs homestead was moved and reconstructed as a museum in the 1970s after much of the pastoral lease and cultural sites were flooded to construct Lake Argyle. Courtney Fowler spoke to WA Lands Minister Ben Wyatt after he handed some of that country back to MG people at the Homestead Museum's 40th anniversary celebrations.
I think 20 years ago you wouldn't have seen something like this happen, but the process of reconciliation, but also the reality that the relationship between the traditional owners here in the East Kimberley and the Durack family, as we've seen through books written, has been very close. It hasn't always been positive, but it's always been close. And I think that having the Mirrawong Gadjarong people here, having the Mirrawong dancers here, having the traditional owners so closely involved in today's celebration highlights reconciliation is having an impact. The effort continues, but I think the story of the Durack pastoral story is, of course, the story of the Mirrawong people as well. The creation of the Argyle Dam is a story of the Duracks and the Mirrawong. So I think it's a history confirms these things over time, that when you look back, you can see that individual journeys, the pastoral's journey, the traditional owner journey, inevitably overlap and coincide, and that's what we're celebrating today.
Crawford Benning, Executive Chair of Mirrawong Gadjarong Corporation. I'm proud that my descendant was a big player in this Durack's storyline here in Argyle, which is now Lake Argyle. It means a very significant deal to us. As you know, we were part of that story, and being part of that story in the journey, and then now running out that journey on our own, and soul vesting in our own journey, is, to me, is going to be bigger than what we all imagine. And if our ancestors could have seen something then before, which I believe they would have, that brought us to where we are now running from and growing from. And if you look at it in the journey, this is your story here, storyline of reconciliation.
What do you think that your old people would think, seeing what's going on today? I mean, this kind of reconciliation probably would have been unheard of 30, 40 years ago. What do you think they'd think looking at today's event?
I reckon we're just reinforcing how non-Aboriginal and Aboriginal people can work together and celebrating the different styles we all see things and our culture. Because if you think about it, the history within the Duracks, well, had my family with them and everybody, other Mirrawong and Gidja and Jaro groups and probably Northern Territory groups were working it, they got along really well. So there was, like I said, there was good stories, really, and some bad ones, but they managed to really work together and do with the things that they needed to do. So I believe I'm really doing nothing other than carrying on the legacy of my ancestors, what they've done back in the early days. So I believe wherever they are today underneath that water, they'd probably be in their graves, would be swimming happily to know that we've now coming to a point where we are now today.
And you signed that MOU a couple of months ago with Jack Benn's pastoral company. He's a significant figure in the northern pastoral industry. How important is that parcel of land that, you know, you've been trying to get back for decades now? How will that play into your cattle operation looking forward?
We now can say publicly, proudly, we've now part Mirrawong and Gadjarong Corporation has a company called MG Cattle Co. And we're happy and proud to say that we're in partnership with Jack Burden, Northern Pastures Management. So we have that company together, and that company is going to take us to greater heights, I believe. So giving us that parcel of land really allows MG now to work directly with any proponents we need to work with, or the cattle company can work with anybody we need to work with rather than a middleman. It's a benefit for both companies, I believe. So the government wins and the traditional owner wins within their company business ventures. So I believe we all should be celebrating this through our WA. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Bradley Kimberley Durack. I think around 70 Duracks have attended today and really brilliantly brought together by MG and all the Durack family and the Perpetua, the family tree, and Tom Stevens. And yeah, it's been a really bringing together of the ever sprawling family. I think it's fantastic that they've tied it in with the 40th anniversary. The Treasurer's here, and I think it's a fantastic announcement for MG Corporation. Particularly, I run a building company for them, and that's going really well, and I think it diversifies what MG can do and add deployment, and it just gives opportunity to young MG people here. It's part of Reconciliation Week and the land and the Treasurer's announcement. It's really tied it all in really together, the history and not just our family, but the greater, you know, as time evolves, we become one big family.
And that story of reconciliation, I suppose, one that perhaps would be lovely to see in other parts of our pastoral history around Australia, a bit of a model, I guess, for the future on how to reconcile, you know, differences in the past as well.
I think so. I think MG is a real leader in that space. Now, I guess as a Durack working for MG Corp, I kind of fell into the job, so I'm not kind of working there because I'm a Durack. I'm working there because I'm really passionate about training and employment. Yeah, it was really interesting going to MG as a Durack, and particularly meeting the older people was really quite fascinating for me, and the respect that they had for the Duracks. And I also copped a bit of bad flack as well sometimes. I said, oh, you flooded this country, and I copped a bit of flack here and there, but really overall, the elderly people have such a good relationship with the Duracks, and I mean the proper traditional people who have been around for a long time and had stories passed down from their families. So that was really significant for me. And there is a real sense of connection to the country and the good things that happened as well as the bad. And, you know, the real early days, particularly before alcohol and some of our other social problems were there, there's some really good stories of those days. I think there's some good fundamentals that we as a society can keep moving forward with. And like Treasurer Ben White said today, you know, acknowledging the past, but really picking out those real positives as well. So certainly events like this and, you know, acknowledging the past, but certainly moving forward together has been really significant.
Merrawong Gadgerong singers at the Argyle Downs Homestead Museum 40th anniversary celebrations on Saturday. You heard there from Brad Durack, who is a member of the Durack family but also works for MG Corporation. And there was Ben Wyatt, the Lands Minister and Treasurer, and also Lawford Benning from MG Corporation.